Hi, this is Petra with Zoo, and Echo Hall Studios has asked us to do some interviews for him, and this one's mine. The first question that he has for me is, can people love twice? Yes, people can love twice. They can love many, many times over. It just depends on the person and whether or not they're willing to open up and receive being loved again. The second question is, can people fall out of love? Yes, but I think the question is probably more, why do people fall out of love? And I would say it's probably based on choices that people make, whether or not to walk away, or maybe the other person has done something that, you know, causes them not to love anymore, because it's just too much. I mean, there's so many different reasons and things that could lead up to falling out of love. I mean, I've been in love and out of love several times myself, so, you know, that's why I can say yes to both of these. The third question is, what's your favorite type of instrument and why? I don't think I have one favorite. Piano is probably going to be on the top of the list because I tend to gravitate towards piano music in my stuff, in the kind of music that I do like. One of my favorite artists is Tori Amos, and she's a piano player, and I just love her stuff. Secondly, I'd probably like the guitar, because both of them are pretty simple. I do like some other instruments that are kind of exotic. I like various African drums, and one thing that's called a thumb piano, or a thumb drum sometimes it's called. Sometimes they're on like a little a wooden block, and sometimes they're actually made out of a coconut. So I like all kinds of things, and I do like homemade instruments and whatnot. But my favorite would probably be piano. Let's see, fourth question is, if you could ride an animal into victory, which would you choose? I would prefer not to ride an animal into a victory or any kind of battle or anything. I believe in respecting animals. Myself and my family are all vegetarians. So we try to respect animals and not do something like that. But if I ever had to, I think I would probably choose something like an elephant, just because they're huge and you wouldn't want to mess with an elephant. Let's see. The fifth question is, do you listen to your own music? Yes, I do listen to my own music that I've worked on. After it's done, sometimes I'm just going back to the best ones to kind of find that emotion that was there that when I was creating it. I have a few songs that I feel that are really, really strong, emotional, and I love them. Some other reasons might be that I'm looking for a particular version and I need to give it to somebody who's asking about it. Other times I'll pull some of the stuff and I'll study to see what I was doing. Maybe something about it I didn't like and I want to see how do I fix that. But yeah, just for pleasure, every once in a while I do. There's a few songs that came out really good, so I tend to keep those around. And my daughter also likes to listen to the music every once in a while. And she's, you know, I want to listen to mommy singing on the mountaintop, is what she calls it, and it's pretty funny. So, yep, I think that's all the questions. Oh, wait, no, one more. Tell us about your music from FALM 2010, and what was the major theme in hindsight now that FALM is over? I don't think I had like a theme, but during FALM and once I got to look back at it, I wanted to touch on some ideas of faith and things of how it means to me and things that I've gone through and I've seen over the past couple of years. And I was able to hit a couple of those while I was working. And one of the songs that I did write is called At the Crossroads. And it kind of created the beginning of a new CD that I want to work on, a new project. And it's going to kind of address the things that I've been seeing and feeling over the past couple of years as far as faith is concerned. I don't want to give out too much about it just yet, because I think it's kind of cool, and I don't want to spoil it, but I am going to address a handful of things. One of the songs I think that may end up on it is Hypocrite, if I can get it to work out right, along with At the Crossroads. And just touching on things of faith is what I'm going for, but not it's not going to be the Christian candy coated pop kind of stuff. It's going to be more, it's a very real, very crack open the emotions, and let's really talk about what's going on in faith. Okay, now I think I've got all the questions. So for Echo Hall Studios, this is their interview. Thank you and bye.